to it on the conversation here on the Steve Gruber Show. You know, we talk a lot about business here in Michigan and across the country, frankly. We had the Michigan Lodging and Restaurant Association here with us yesterday talking about getting through the pandemic. We lost 3,000 restaurants. They stopped counting at some point, but that's about where they were. And we felt like we're really getting through this in time to start rolling again, and then inflation starts to bite us. So it's a challenging time to be in business, but that's why I say if you're a business owner, you will benefit from the thousands of businesses that are already members of the Michigan Chamber, which is why we have regular conversations. And joining me now from the most powerful voice for business in Michigan is Jim Holcomb, the new Chamber President and CEO. Jim, good to have you back.
Good morning, Steve.
So I'm an optimist. You are too. We're in business. Yep. You have to be an optimist, Jim. And right now, that's a little more challenging, again, because for those that did make it through all the things that we went through during the pandemic beginning in March of 2020, we thought we were getting to a better spot, and we have, but there are a lot of things we still have to get through, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. But like you said, we're optimistic, and that's where we need to be. We came through dealing with a lot of challenges previously. We've come out the other side. A lot of people are still struggling, but I think it gives us hope. I think it gives us a path. That if we focus on entrepreneurs in our communities, if we focus on our kids, if we focus on talent, what we need to train in our schools, the future is still very bright. And my members are absolutely optimistic. They're struggling with inflation. They're frustrated with some government policies, but they know their hard work is going to pay off.
I agree with that. And I like what you started to touch on there, which is support local. Listen, support the local guy, because like in the restaurants that I was talking about just a moment ago, the big chains, they can move some things around. They can, you know, adjust their sheet a little bit and move money around. The smaller restaurants, the mom-and-pop operations, the standalone hardware store and so forth, I say support those folks because they can't move money around. They're counting on you and their community. You know, make them a more regular part of your spending. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. It's those job providers that make our communities great. They provide jobs to our citizens. They provide the goods and services we need. And that's what's so frustrating now, whether it's President Biden or others who are attacking business owners and inflation. Inflation is coming about because of government spending, by and large. There are certainly other impacts in there, the war in Ukraine and some supply chain issues. But it's the government flooding the market with all the money that's driving up inflation. And his attack is to come out and say, hey, let's raise corporate taxes. Let's go tax individuals who are successful. It's exactly the wrong thing to do. What we need to do is get our government under control and our financial policies will work better.
We need to get off businesses back. You know, it's always, in fact, I heard a government official say, well, we need to investigate the people making baby formula. Well, it wasn't the folks in Sturgis that shut the plant down. It was the FDA that shut the plant down, and they found nothing wrong with the product that was coming out of there from what I read. And yet the people that work there, this Michigan business, Abbott Labs and its Sturgis plant, sitting there idle through no fault of their own because the government moves too slow. And that is a problem. We need to get government out of the way more, not more involved. Would you agree?
Absolutely. We need the government out of the way. We need to, the communities, we trust our employers. We trust our job providers. It's the government that's coming in and being heavy-handed most times. You need to make sure we have health and safety. Absolutely. Proper regulation, streamlined regulation is an important part of commerce. But the problem is, too often, government is jumping in and they try to make a political issue out of something.
And how important is energy policy to Michigan? Because energy policy seems to be hurting. I mean, I'm looking at the price of gas here. If you have to ship goods at all, diesel's at $5.57 national average. Gas here in Michigan is at $4.57.9. Ouch. How do you survive if you have to ship, or you're a shipping company, or you have to use rail? We're getting punished everywhere.
Well, you're getting punished not only the inputs like you're talking about, but also with your employees. I have a lot of employers who are telling me they're having trouble retaining their talent because of the price of gas, where people have to commute. Inflation is just eating up any of the wage increases they're giving them. And gas is so important because it impacts every part of the chain there. It impacts your employees coming to work. Every time you're trying to move a good around, every time you're running your plant, and we need to get this under control, and that's why Line 5 is so important here in Michigan. We need to make sure Michigan is energy independent, and we have the infrastructure to satisfy the needs of our citizens.
Jim Holcomb here. He's the new Chamber President and CEO for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. He's been in place since the beginning of the year. You touched on something there, Jim, I want to talk about, and that's the price of employees. Let's be honest, a lot of companies lock in a contract for a year or 2 years, whatever it may be. They didn't anticipate 8.5% inflation, and so they've got employees at whatever rate they've got. The employees say, well, I need more money, or they need to hire somebody, and they can't afford because of where they are in their business model. They can't afford to pay what they need to pay to get people on staff. That's true, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's a real problem for our members right now, not only finding new employees, but just retaining the ones you have, because inflation is eating up all the wage gains you're giving them. We have a lot of great employees in the state who are working hard, and we need to find a way to get inflation under control to make it more affordable. Talent attraction and retention is absolutely the number one issue we're hearing from our members. It's what drives the business, is your great employees.
And Jim, you focused on something there that I want to look at for the last couple of minutes here, and that's this. The reason my companies have always been a member of the Michigan Chamber is because there's strength in numbers. You have thousands of members across the country. And so if I have a question, your team has probably seen it before, whether it's proper licensing or posting of licenses or trying to get my utilities under control or figuring out how to navigate, you know, a legal issue business-wise. The Chamber has people that have been there and can answer questions. And so for me, it's just a smart investment to be a member of the Chamber, because I get so much more out of it than I would otherwise, because I'm not big enough to have all of those things, but the Chamber is, and that's what I think. What do you say?
No, I appreciate your membership and all the members of the business community who joined the Chamber. We exist for one simple reason, to help our members succeed. We're working every day to help protect, connect, and strengthen our members. Whether you need an answer to a question, you need to make a connection within government, you need a product or a service, we are there, and that's what we try to be, is an aggregate of resources to make sure that businesses across Michigan, because everybody's not having the same issue or having the same challenge, it's not a one-size-fits-all situation. And we're there to span all industry and all sizes to make sure that you can do what you do best, and that's grow your business.
Right, and the resources, like I say, because you have businesses from very small to those that have thousands of employees and everything in between, so no matter where you fall on that spectrum, you can find benefit in the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. And like he said, they're out there every day, protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan business, and it's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber, I think, has never been more important. Jim, I'll give you the last word.
I appreciate it, Steve. Thanks to all your listeners. People, we know it's a challenging time out there right now, but like you said, let's support our business owners, our job providers, and our communities. Let's make sure we're staying positive. Michigan is on the upswing. We're going to come out of this just like we have before, because we're resilient, but people are going to need to be focused. They're going to need to hold their government accountable. And it's an important year with the election season. Make sure you're engaged with the candidates, so we send people to Lansing and D.C. who are looking out for your best interests.
I couldn't have said it better. Jim Holcomb, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Jim, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great day.
You as well. You can find out more at michamber.com. That's the Michigan Chamber, michamber.com. Protect, connect, and strengthen. It's never been more important. If you're a business owner listening right now, you should be joining michamber.com. I'll be right back. If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out thebarkingboutique.com. Thebarkingboutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. Thebarkingboutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year. especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprises Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.